All right, well, this is the new world. For some reason, and I don't know whether it was proprietary or not, Facebook decided to do away with live streaming from groups. So we were real concerned at what we were going to do. So Joe and I came up with a few options. So this is the one we have a we were God is was always covering us. So we had a page already designed at the same time as our group. So luckily for us, the groups will not go, but the page can still go live. So what we'll do in the meantime is we'll make sure that we, if we go live in the page, that we'll post it back on the group. And we'll do that until we figure out something else or go to another platform altogether. We'll figure it out. Anyway, thank you guys for joining. Amen. I pray that God has been keeping you like he's been keeping me. It's Monday, and I pray you all had a blessed day. Let me get right into it because I don't want to keep you very long today. I want to get in and out if we can. Praise break moment. So my praise break moment comes, and I guess it couldn't come at a better day because I was shouted by a friend of mine on yesterday. Some of you all might remember him. Today is actually his birthday, so you can give him a shout out. Deacon Darius Alexander Jones is a deacon of our church. He's my son's godfather and a good friend, a confidant, a good friend of mine. Anyway, I was at his house, and of course, we haven't seen each other for a moment because I had some changes go on in my job and some concerns about just the future. And when things change in your employment, you don't know what to think or what to do. And so he shouted me because he said to me yesterday that no matter what happens, nobody can be you. That's what he told me. Say, yeah, bro, nobody can be you. No matter what they say or who has the job or who's in charge, business or whatever it may be, he said, nobody can be you. And him saying that took me to a scripture that I want to share for our praise break moment, because some of you all may be where I am right now, dealing with difficulties in life and trying to figure out where how to navigate. God knows. Out of Exodus 33, chapter 12, I mean, Exodus chapter 12, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12, I'll get it out. You'll hear these words. And for those of you who can come in on our Wednesday night Bible studies, we are actually studying the book of Exodus. And so this is maybe a precursor for you, but what a text. It says, one day Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, take these people to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably upon you. If that is true, that you look favorably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people, the Lord replied. I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Then Moses said, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. Here's the shout. The Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favorably on you, and I know you by name. Right after that, just to prove to Moses that he knew him and he was going to keep his promise, the word of God declares that God's presence moved past Moses. He could never look at God, but he caught a glimpse of God moving by, and the power of the Lord crossed over him. His goodness has passed by Moses, and Moses was able to feel him. And that's all I can think of as a shout for somebody, is that all of our lives, God's goodness has passed by each and every one of us, because nobody can be you. Nobody can be who God made you to be. And he knows each of us by name. And that thing just got me. And I just got a little emotional thinking about it, that all of our lives, when we look back on it, we know that God knows us. He knows what you're going to get into. He knows what you got to come out of. He knows where you're going, and he knows how to navigate to get you there. We don't have to worry about anything because of who we are to him. We are God's people. He knows us. We don't have to worry about anything because he knows us by name, and his goodness has passed before us many times in our lives. And we can rejoice on the many things and the many ways that he's made where his goodness has passed before us. And that's a shout for anybody. When his goodness passes before us, we know that he is present and an ever-present help in any time of trouble. And before his name's sake, and because he knows your name, nobody can be you. There's only one you. Ooh, that thing got me. All right, let's move ahead. Thank you guys. And so we're going to go right into what to walk into for this week. Out of the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19 through 21, and then 31 through 33, Pastor is preaching on the Money Matters series from the title yesterday, Don't Worry. What arrested me about the words and that particular passage is Matthew 6 that I like to concentrate for a walk this week. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. Let's just hang out there for a minute. So I dare you to hang out with me for just a second. It says in those verses, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Key verse, but seek ye first kingdom, God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 33, that was. So I'd like to talk to you for a few moments with this subject. When your addition is subtraction. Yeah. As our pastor spoke this message about worry and this initial text introduction about how not to store up or how to store up treasures, this end is something that I think we should work our attention in to focusing on and walking further into this week. Because there are times that we do the addition of things in our lives and they don't add up to anything, but they rather take away. Let me help you. I recall growing up, and I don't like to talk about him that much because he was that special to me. I had a dog, and my dog's name was Caesar. Never had another dog in my adult years because of my relationship with Caesar, and he died a horrible death. Caesar did everything with me. At dinner time, you know, I can remember particularly at dinner time, Caesar was my number one ace. Because what I would do is, if you grew up in the 70s, we didn't get the things that these millennials get, that where you can get whatever you want at dinner time. In those days, you had to eat whatever mama cooked. Yeah, you had to eat whatever she cooked. Whatever she cooked, that is what you had to eat, or you wasn't going to eat. There was no special meal prepped on the side. There was no, can I make me a sandwich instead of eating what you cook? If mama spent time slaving in the kitchen for whatever long period of time that was, you had to eat what she put on the table. And anyway, I had to sit there until I finished my food. Oftentimes, I would get some things that I didn't want, like some lima beans or some peas. And I devised a regular scheme that worked for me. And it was that whenever there was a meal that I didn't like, I would call Caesar over, sneak, and give him the food. Yeah, I'd hand it right to him, and he'd take it and he'd eat it. And next thing you know, my plate was clean. It added up as a win to me because the mission was accomplished. I, you know, I got him to eat my food for me, and I can get up from the table and go back about my business. It added up as a win, but it may have subtracted from my plate even, but it also subtracted from my weight. Yeah, it subtracted from my plate, but it also subtracted from my weight because soon enough, I would go to bed hungry and because I hadn't eaten. And I wonder how many of us think that getting rid of things that are designed for our good on our own is adding sustenance to our life when it's actually subtracting, versus us knowing that if we trust our parents, if we trust daddy and what he has placed before us, whatever it may be, that it will end up eventually being nourishment and strength to make us strong. Let me pause right there. I don't care what is before you, whether it seems like it's an unsurmountable task, whether it seems like it's a job that you don't like, whether it seems like it's some places that you don't want to be in. I guarantee you that everything that God does for the believer is a strategic plan, and it all equals your nourishment. But oftentimes we like to take away. We want to get rid of it. We want to take and think, and we think that it's adding up for our good because we're getting rid of it, but that subtraction is not good for us. Yeah, I was losing strength because I was giving up my food. Some people think that the more they add, the more that they store up, the more that they keep things to themselves, even. That's the key to they have to a life of never having to worry. But eventually it does lead to worry because how do I keep it up? I got this quest to go farther and higher. It's never enough. And you just keep trying to pile up and pile up and pile up all these things on earth that don't really add up to what you're piling up. When all of a sudden those things that you're piling up is actually subtracting from your life. Jesus breaks it down here as the best verse to live by that we could ever be provided. He simply says these last words in the 33rd verse: "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Seek him first. Let's give you the text and I'll give you the points for today. First, we have to seek his face. There is glory in standing before him as a kingdom citizen. And all we can ever attain in life, seeking his presence to see what he says about it, will always be the right way. I don't know if the business is going to be successful or not. I don't know if it's going to bust or if it's going to blow up. I don't know anything, but I'm going to ask him about it. Yeah, I don't know whether I'll be healed or whether I won't be healed on this side, I'm still going to ask him about it. I don't know if this is the right job or not, or I'll have to, find a new one or not, but I'll have an interview with him before my interview with anybody else because I need to seek his face. First thing I have to tell somebody is you've got to seek his face. Be on your knees before him about whatever it is that's going on in your life. That is seeking the kingdom. Seek his face. See what he has to say about it. Talk to him. The old song says, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles, and he will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Have a little talk with him. Be before his face about it. Oh yeah, you can do it on your own or try to do it on your own or try to make, but it's only going to lead to worry. When you talk to Jesus, you can rest assured that when you give it to him, you can walk away knowing Daddy got it from here. Seek his face. Second thing is seek his hands. Yeah, you need his, as the verse said, you need his favor. As Moses said in the praise break moment, you need his favor to go with you. Seek his hands. I need whatever he's touching to be before me. And so I seek his hands to work for me. I seek his hands to do what I can't do. I seek his hands to show me the way and guide me in the right direction. Before Burger King said, you can have it your way, the King of Kings said, you can have it my way. God's way is still the way. I seek his hands. I seek his favor on my life. I seek his favor for the life of my son. I don't have the ability as a father, but I seek God's favor on his life to guide him. Certainly as parents, we give good advice. That's God's hands moving. My grandmother's hands were through prayer. My grandmother's hands were through her covering me and blessing me. But that was God's hands working through her being before his face and seeking his hands. She wanted his hands on her family because she knew, like I know, and now you should know, that God's hands on anything that you own is better than your hands. If his hands is on it, then I have no... There's no way that I can mess it up, right? If his hands are on the steering wheel, there's no way that I can take it and drive in a different direction. Yeah, I might end up on some detours. Yes, I might end up down some road that I'm not certain about, but I guarantee you the place that I'm going to because of God's hands on me are going to be the place that he designed for me. I'm going to be better after the drive. I'm going to be stronger after the drive. I'm going to be greater after the drive. I'm going to have abilities that I never would have had I not taken the drive. Seek his hands. The last thing that I'll share is seek his house. Yeah, that text says, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek his house. His house is the kingdom, right? And I want to be there when it's all over. So I seek to do down here what he wants me to do for the kingdom up there. And I know that if I seek what is right, then I'm seeking his righteousness. Yeah. If I seek what is right, I'm seeking his righteousness and I'm seeking his house. It's not about what you can store up down here for yourself if you're not using it to help anybody. It's not about how big your house is if nobody's welcome to come in and fellowship with you. Everything that we have should be about the kingdom. And if we are not about kingdom business, then we are storing up treasures that are going to corrupt because everything that we have should be about seeking his house. Yeah, God didn't put me in the places that he put me just for me. I'm here because God wants me to be a light wherever I am. So it says at the very end of that verse, and I'm coming to a close, that all these things will be added unto you. So let's talk about that addition. It's you don't have to worry about you storing up your treasures, which on earth, which is actually subtraction. If you do those things that we talked about today, if you seek his face, if you seek his hands of favor on you, if you seek to glorify his house, he says, I'll add everything that you need along the journey. Oh, that's a shout for somebody, and that's a shout for me, because all along my journey, whoo, he's added everything that I've ever needed along the way. He's added money and things, all the other stuff that you worried about. He'll add it along the way if you seek the kingdom first, if you be about his business, if you never stop singing and never stop worshiping. Oh, the greatest thing I can tell you is that even in my times of pain, I never stop serving. I never stop worshiping. I never stop giving God glory. Even in my pain, I still worship because I still have to seek ye first the kingdom of God, knowing that everything that I need, he'll add. And what will he add? He'll prolong your life. He'll add it to you. Whatever you need as far as your housing and how to live, he'll add it to you. Whatever your wants may be, some of the things that you desire to have on this side, he'll add it unto you. Those things will be added unto you. All else will come my way. All I have to do is fly through this life, listening to him, and he will add what I need. He will bless me with what I need. He will show me on the journey where I am to be. Yeah. Let me close with this. One of Aesop's fables is about a turtle who envied the ducks who swam in the pond where he lived. As he listened to them describe the wonders of the world that they had seen, he wanted to travel too. However, since he was a turtle, he was unable to travel that far. Finally, two ducks offered to help him. One of the ducks said, "We will each hold an end of a stick in our mouths, and you hold the stick in the middle of your mouth to the turtle, and we will carry you through the air so that you can see what we see when we fly. You can journey where we journey when we fly. You can see the earth at a whole nother level, but all you have to do is be quiet or else you'll be sorry." And so they told him, the turtle agreed. The turtle said, "Yeah, I want to go. I want to see. I want to expand. I want to know what's out there." So the turtle loved the idea. He took a hold of the stick in his mouth. The ducks grabbed the two ends and they began to fly. The ducks flew up above the trees and circled around the meadow. The turtle was amazed and overjoyed at how he saw the world. He just noticed that the flowers on the hillside and how beautiful they were. And sooner or later, a crow came flying past him. Astonished at the sight of a turtle flying and being carried by two ducks, he said to the turtle, "Surely you must be the king of all turtles." Filled with pride, the turtle looked up and he said, "Well, certainly." And as he spoke, he lost his grip and fell from the stick to his demise, all because he didn't obey the commands of the ducks and he didn't be humble enough to keep his mouth shut. Come here, somebody. Somebody need to know that in this journey, God wants to show you some things, but he needs your humility. Yeah, he needs you to be humble enough that when they celebrate you, not to get the big head, when you make it to places, not to forget where you came from, so that you could know that because you seek ye first the kingdom, you're not surprised by what God adds onto your life, and you can stay humble. You don't got to boast about it. You don't got to talk about it. You ain't got to puff your chest out about it. All you got to do is be quiet and enjoy the ride. And if I'm going to say anything along this journey, I'm going to cry out hallelujah for every place that he's done, every place that he's taking me in, every way that he's made. Let me end it with a song that is sung all the time. For every mountain that you brought me over, for every trial you've seen me through, for every blessing, I've got a hallelujah. And for this, I give you praise. And I just wonder, is there anybody knows that you don't have to worry about the subtraction of addition when you know that the King of Kings is the only one who is able to add anything in your life? I'm not adding it up on my own because it don't count up. I'm not making it up on my own. No, I'm not numbering it out. I'm not counting my possessions. I'm storing up treasures in heaven because I seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that I need, God's got it. Everything that you need, God's got it. Do I have a witness today? Hopefully that carries you into the week. Let me go to the chat. I still see the chat. I'm able to see the chat. So let me see what I got in here. And put your prayer requests in if you have some special prayer requests. And I certainly want you to come in on Wednesday to our Bible study starting back up. We got Minister Shig is going to be taking over. Our associate is going to be doing our Bible study on Wednesdays. And I think it'd be a good opportunity for you all to come in and join in with us. I think we're going to continue to have a good time. He's very innovative. So you can expect some innovations from Reverend Minister Simeon Shig. So let me see. I think the chat is probably delayed because of the changes that we have. I'm not able to see things swiftly. So because of that, we'll just do a general prayer today. God knows what you need before you can ask, because he knows your name, knows who you are, knows where you are, knows what you're going through before you can even ask it. God already know about it. So let's just go to the Lord in tonight. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, God, thanking you. Ah, thank you for your favor. God, we can sit here and just talk all day about how much favor you showed and blessed each of us with. God, your hands on us have never stopped working. And for that, we are thankful. God, I come right now lifting up those special prayer requests, those things that are on the hearts of your people that they were not able to share aloud or even in writing, but certainly you know. So God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would move on their behalf, that you would look into their hearts, God, and that you would show them your favor, show them yourself, whether it be sickness in the body, whether it be bereavement that they're going through, whether it be trouble on the job, whether it be children, whatever is on their hearts, God, I pray that you would touch, whether it be family that's away or family that's close by that are in need, God, we pray that you deliver. God, we just thank you that you're continuing to allow our church to be a place where you're doing something special. We pray for all of our leadership and our lay members. We pray that you would continue to be with us and guide us. God, thank you for reminding us this week that if we seek ye first your kingdom, we don't have to worry about anything because everything that we need will be added unto us. So God, we seek your face today. If we've been trying to do it on our own, we say today, we're sorry. We give it back over to you so that you can do it, because only with your hands on it will we know we get that we really get somewhere. So God, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you all and thank you all for coming. And we'll see you again on Wednesday. If you're coming on Wednesday, we'll see you on Wednesday. And bless the Lord this week. God is still on the throne, still a great God. God bless you.